You're tuned to Radio Nepal and you're listening to Nepal and Beyond. Hello and welcome to the new edition of Nepal and Beyond. I am Kaushal Ghimire and this is a special presentation of Radio Nepal, where we feature some of the biggest stories that happen throughout the week. We go beyond national boundaries and give you the latest and biggest international happenings with an in-depth analysis. Nepal and Beyond is your weekly dose for the major international and national news. In the next 15 minutes, we will present you a report on the 72nd Democracy Day, then a report on the meeting between Energy Minister and the British Ambassador. We will then present you a report on the web summit of the Asia-Pacific Institute of Broadcasting Development. We will finally present you a report on NASA's International Space Station ISS. That will wrap up this episode of Nepal and Beyond. The 72nd National Democracy Day was celebrated today by organizing various programs. A special report by Dela Prasai.
The country observed 72nd National Democracy Day today amid various programs. Nepal got democracy on today's date, Phagun 7, 2007 Bikram Sambat, from autocratic Rana regime. Since 2008 BS, it has become a tradition for the main ceremony committee to organize a special ceremony at the Army Pavilion every year. The government has appealed to all for a special three-day celebration on February 18, 19 and 20. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said a democratic republic should be linked to people's life by ensuring the real sense of changes to the people through social justice, equality and prosperity. In a message to all Nepalis at home and abroad on the occasion of Democracy Day, the President said only a democratic system can ensure a robust nation by uniting all citizens in a garland of unity. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said the Democracy Day would inspire all to move on the route to development and prosperity by strengthening the country's geographical indivisibility, national sovereignty and independence. In a message on the occasion of Democracy Day, the Vice President said the Constitution of Nepal has institutionalized the political achievements, including republicanism, federalism, secularism and proportional inclusive governance, along with social justice from different armed struggles, people's movement, people's war and the historical people's movement of 2062-63 BS, while calling for the protection and safeguard of these achievements. Vice President Poon has also expressed heartfelt condolence to those brave warriors who sacrificed their lives in the movement staged for the cause of democracy. Likewise, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has wished all Nepalis on the occasion of Democracy Day. The Prime Minister said that all the achievements made by the country today trace back to the democratic revolution of 1951. The Prime Minister stressed the need to consolidate the achievements made so far. The Prime Minister stated that 2007 BS political revolution, along with the People's Revolution of 2046 BS and 2062-63 BS, have spectacular roles behind these achievements. He said the political revolution for democracy was an epoch-making revolution having far-reaching and historical importance in Nepal's history, adding on the foundation of the revolution, various revolutions occurred that resulted in today's democracy, republic and federal system of governance. Prime Minister Deuba said that democracy was established in Nepal by ending the autocratic Rana regime on the joint efforts of then King Tribhuvan, different political parties and the Nepali people under the leadership of Nepali Congress. It was the day that established people's rights, freedom and rule of law in the country. The history remembered the day as a day when people's fundamental rights were established and their political representation was ensured in governance, underlining the need to take the strides by institutionalizing the hard-earned achievements with epochal political changes in the country. The Prime Minister stressed the need of urgency of political unity and shared efforts with democratic process and system. The Prime Minister expressed respect to all martyrs, leaders and cadres who sacrificed their lives for the sake of democracy.
Now a report on the meeting between the Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Pusol, and the British Ambassador, Nicola Polite. The Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Pusol, on Thursday met the British Ambassador to Nepal, Nicola Polite. During the meeting held at the Energy Ministry in Singhadarbar, the duo discussed the issues of mutual interest and common concerns. On the occasion, Minister Pusol pledged that Nepal would work closely with the United Kingdom in all areas of mutual interest, stating that production and promotion of clean and renewable energy, e-mobility, low-carbon infrastructure, and ecotourism were the priorities of Nepal. The Energy Minister thanked the British government for its support to Nepal in renewable energy and in environment management endeavors. Minister Pusol said the contribution of the Himalayas in balancing marine ecosystem and minimizing the global temperature rise was pivotal, adding that Nepal expected international support and cooperation in its efforts to protect the Himalayan range. In reply, the British ambassador said they had prioritized the promotion of reservoir-based projects to maintain a balance in the energy sector. Similarly, Ambassador Polite said the British government was interested in collaborating with Nepal in energy consumption, pledging to further expand its cooperation with the related bodies. The ambassador informed the minister that the British government was ready to facilitate Nepal in renewable energy production and power trade. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu. Now a report on the web summit of the Asia-Pacific Institute of Broadcasting Development, AIBD, which saw the participation of the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi. The Asia-Pacific Institute of Broadcasting Development on Thursday held a web summit on the occasion of World Radio Day 2022. The web summit titled Celebrating a World of Sounds was divided into three sessions: Radio and Trust, Radio in the New Media Ecosystem, and Narrowing the Technological Gap for the Asia-Pacific Radio Industry. In his opening address to the web summit, President of Asia-Pacific Institute of Broadcasting Development, Mayank Kumar Agrawal, welcomed all the speakers and moderators to the summit and expressed hope that the summit would help bring media practitioners together for the common good. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, had participated in the summit as a speaker in the first session titled Radio and Trust. Speaking at the summit, Executive Director Kesi shared the experience of Radio Nepal in providing much-needed information and entertainment to the Nepali masses during the 2015 Gorkha earthquake and the COVID-19 pandemic. Executive Director Kesi said, Radio Nepal was able to prove its necessity during the time of need such as natural calamities and the pandemic, adding that despite various challenges and obstacles, Radio Nepal had been able to retain its popularity in Nepal. Other speakers in the web summit included senior broadcasters and chief executives of different broadcasting houses in the Asia-Pacific region. The speakers and the moderators in the summit shared their professional experiences and emphasized the need of radio even in the modern era of advanced information technology. World Radio Day 2022 was celebrated on 13th of February with the theme Radio and Trust. The last report for this episode is a report on NASA's International Space Station by Manjul Kimire.
U.S. Space Agency, NASA, has said the International Space Station, ISS, will continue working until 2030, before plunging into Pacific Ocean in early 2031. In a report, the U.S. Space Agency said the ISS would crash into a part of the ocean known as Point Nemo. This is the point furthest from land on planet Earth, also known as Spacecraft Cemetery. Many old satellites and other space debris have crashed there, including the Russian space station Mir in 2001. NASA said that in future space activities close to Earth would be led by the commercial sector. ISS is a habitable artificial satellite known as Modular Space Station in low Earth orbit. The space station travels at a speed of 8 kilometers per second, orbiting Earth every 90 minutes at a distance of 400 kilometers above the surface. It is a multinational collaborative project involving 5 participating space agencies: NASA from United States, Roscosmos from Russia, JAXA from Japan, ESA from Europe, and CSA from Canada, and has been in orbit since 1998 and has been continuously crewed since 2000. The space station was built piece by piece until it was ready to carry a crew on board. It was on November 2, 2000 that the first crew arrived. Since then, the space lab has carried over 200 astronauts and cosmonauts from about 19 different countries and has been staffed by a rotating crew of 3 to 6 astronauts, marking a continuous human presence in space. It can support a crew of 6 people along with visitors. It also houses laboratory modules from United States, Russia, Japan, and Europe. More than 3,000 research investigations have taken place in its microgravity laboratory. The ownership and use of the space station is established by intergovernmental treaties and agreements. The station serves as a microgravity and space environment research laboratory in which scientific research is conducted in astrobiology, astronomy, meteorology, physics, and other fields. The ISS is suited for testing the spacecraft systems and equipment required for a possible future long-duration mission to the Moon and Mars. Originally, the ISS was intended to be a laboratory, observatory, and factory while providing transportation, maintenance, and a low Earth orbit staging base for possible future missions to the Moon, Mars, and asteroids. However, not all the uses envisioned in the initial memorandum of the understanding between the NASA and Roscosmos have been realized. NASA said the plan to retire the ISS marked a transition to the commercial sector for activities in low Earth orbit, the area of space close to Earth. In January 2022, NASA announced a planned date of January 2031 to deorbit the ISS and direct many remnants into a remote area of the South Pacific Ocean. NASA says once it retires, the ISS will be replaced by one or more commercially owned and operated space platforms, and described the retirement of the ISS as a transition to commercial services.
Nepal and Beyond is an English program brought to you by Radio Nepal for its growing number of English service listeners. We come to you every Saturday after 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Until next time, from our team of Kaushal Ghimire, Sonika Lamichane, Tika Prasad Kharka, Arjun Sapkota, Della Prasai, Manjul Ghimire, and Program Coordinator Jonathan Bister, good night and take care.